For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A former JMU student is sentenced to time behind bars for voter fraud. Virginia's health insurance market actually looks pretty healthy for the coming year, despite Republican claims that it's imploding. And at the moment, the Democrats are leading the Republicans in this year's statewide contests. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, August 9th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
A former James Madison University student has been sentenced to prison time for submitting false voter registration applications. Andrew Spiles had pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor fraud charge for submitting 18 fraudulent voter registration forms to the Harrisonburg Registrar's Office in 2016. The Daily News Record reports that the judge in the case on Tuesday sentenced Spiles to 100 days in federal prison. In August of 2016, the Harrisonburg Registrar's Office became suspicious when it received a voter registration from the deceased father of a retired Rockingham County judge. After the office confirmed that form and 16 others were fraudulent, Spiles confessed to submitting the forms, and the Harrisonburg Voter Registration Organization he was working for terminated him. The plea agreement allowed Spiles to avoid a felony charge in the case. Also, despite fears that Virginia's health insurance marketplace is imploding, people who are insured through the Affordable Care Act in Virginia will actually have more choices next year. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
Two insurers will be pulling out of Virginia's health insurance marketplace next year. But according to filings with state regulators, the insurers who stick around are planning to expand the reach of their services. Jill Hankin is director of the Center for Healthy Communities at the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
Every locality will have at least two insurance companies serving that area, and each of those companies will have a whole variety of plans available to consumers.
Now, the deadline for locking in final rates is next week, but if President Trump follows through on his threats to stop making federal subsidies to help pay for health insurance for low-income people, regulators are likely to be flexible. Sabrina Corlett, Georgetown University, says no regulator wants to see insurance companies at risk of going out of business.
I think they will pull every lever they can to make sure that if an insurer is willing to stay in the market, that their premiums cover their costs, even if that means making late changes to the premium rates past the official deadline.
Things get trickier after November 1st, when open enrollment starts for the insurance plans. Once customers enroll in plans, changing the premiums will be much more difficult. I'm Michael Pope.
Political season here in Virginia never seems to die. The Commonwealth is now gearing up for a fall of campaigning for governor and for the state legislature. And the latest poll numbers favor Democrats. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Payne has details.
Lieutenant Governor Democrat Ralph Northam is running to become Virginia's next governor, and polling released this week has him at a 5 percentage point lead over Republican Ed Gillespie. But Robin McDougall with Virginia Commonwealth University doesn't call the lead definitive, pointing to the margin of error plus a large group of undecided voters, 13%.
Which is a pretty significant chunk of our population. We would say that, you know, it's a slight lead for Ralph Northam, but it's a pretty tight race.
A tight race that will continue to garner national attention. McDougall says the large chunk of undecided voters may mean fewer Virginians will be checking the box based purely on party this November.
They're waiting to make their decision based on what they see the candidate's policy portfolio coming out with in the next 3 months.
Also up for election are all 100 members of Virginia's House of Delegates. More of those polled by VCU's Wilder Center would prefer Democrats in charge of Virginia's legislature than Republicans. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Wednesday.